president endorsed President Hijirama for August election. The GPU and its government needs to confuse social protection with different jobs. And Global News man killed after a perimeter of Trump's Malaga raid. Students from various higher learning institutions across the Cote d'Ivoire have endorsed President Henri Hijirama as their preferred presidential candidate for the August 14 general elections. The endorsement took place this afternoon at Arthur Davis Stadium in Quito, where President Hijirama addressed a gathering of students from throughout the province. The students expressed their support, highlighting the president's significant efforts in improving the welfare of learners at public universities and colleges. They pointed to the reinstatement of new allowances, the increase in accommodation allowances, and the expansion of student bursaries as key initiatives that have had a direct positive impact on them. Speaking on behalf of the students, Cote d'Ivoire University CBU Student Union President Given Tipero emphasized that these measures reflect President Hijirama's dedication to the education sector and his responsiveness to student concerns. And addressing the students, President Hijirama reaffirmed his government's unwavering commitment to prioritizing education and empowering youth, stating that investing in students is critical to the nation's long-term development. President Hijirama encouraged the students to continue supporting his campaign and to vote for him on August 13 to ensure that this progress continues. Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, is aiding government to ensure that social protection programs are not mistaken for decent employment. Commenting of President Harare Hijirama's state of the nation address and the process made by government in social protection programs, ZCTU President Blake Mwala emphasizes that sustainable social justice is best achieved through decent jobs, fair wages, and secure working conditions. Mr. Mwala notes that despite government's progressive steps such as recruitment of teachers and pension coverage to the informal sector, employees still face the challenge of high cost of living, erosion of real wages, job insecurity, and delays in collective bargaining processes. He stresses that while macroeconomic indicators have shown improvement, the results are yet to trickle down to as many workers. Mr. Mwala has therefore called for the strengthening of the tripartite dialogue, alignment of wages with the cost of living, and strong enforcement of labor laws through employment of more labor inspectors.
We want to urge government to ensure that social protection programs are not viewed as substitute for decent employment. Sustainable social justice is best achieved through decent jobs, fair wages, and secure working conditions. Employment, wages, and decent work. We note the government's reference to recruitment of teachers and health workers, increasing the minimum wages, pension reforms, and the partial wage law, extension of pension coverage to the informal sector, enhance extension of sector and health registration. These are progressive steps which we as workers support.
Energy expert Christopher McLaren has expressed confidence that Zambia will attain self-sufficiency in the supply of electric batteries by 2020. In an interview with Fix News, Mr. McLaren stated that the country's energy investments are aligned with the United Nations 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. Mr. Mapranga explains that Zambia already possesses the key minerals required for battery manufacturing and that growing investor confidence is translating into increased investment in the battery production subsector. He has further noted that heightened investment in copper production is generating a ripple effect in value addition, which is in turn stimulating greater investment in local battery manufacturing.
In the next 3 years, I see us getting more involved in electric mobility, EV, electric bikes, and also I see more batteries being manufactured in the country in the next 3 years because we've got the minerals and we've got the processes to do that. As more investment comes into the renewable industry, because it's just like putting the mines on the consumption, so these are the targets that meet our energy consumption. We will see in the next 3 years more investors coming to the country to invest in renewable space to aid our growing economy.
Care for Nature Zambia Executive Director and some attendees have appealed to governments to invest in climate resilient construction materials for residents of Sanza whose houses have been destroyed by heavy rains. Ms. Kane says the increasing frequency of extreme weather events call for urgent intervention to help vulnerable communities rebuild stronger and safer homes. She notes that addressing climate change goes beyond emergency response and requires a deliberate shift toward climate resilient infrastructure. Ms. Kane explains that houses and public buildings in flood-prone areas such as Sanza must be designed to withstand heavy rains and harsh weather conditions to reduce repeated losses, observing that the lack of durable and climate-resilient housing structures has left many affected families exposed to adverse weather. She has further called on the Ministry of Agriculture to provide detailed information on the extent of damage to crop fields in the affected areas, saying clear data on destroyed fields will help stakeholders understand the scale of the disaster and plan appropriate interventions for farmers.
This is not the first time that they are experiencing loss of cassava due to heavy rain. So Sanza being a flood-prone area, we are hoping that the Department of Agriculture, together with the Department of Disaster Management and Mitigation, can take a record of households that are affected so that they can potentially look at supplying them with relief food as this has affected the household food security, and also for the Department of Agriculture to advise on the best way that cassava growers can start integrating their cassava with trees to control the flooding.
A 16-year-old boy has died after being struck by lightning in Kitete District, Eastern Province. Eastern Province Commissioner of Police Robertson Mwenda has confirmed the development in a statement, saying the incident occurred yesterday around 14 hours at Chakunku village in Chifumbangombe's area. Mr. Mwenda explained that Kitete Police Station received the report at about 23:15 hours from George Mwanda, aged 42, who reported that his native Stephen Banda, a Malawan national based in Kamundo, Muchinji Province, had been struck by lightning and died on the spot. And he says the deceased was inside a grass patched kitchen with his 13-year-old cousin when it began raining, adding that during the storm, lightning struck the structure, rendering both juveniles unconscious and causing the kitchen to catch fire. Mr. Mwenda further explains that after regaining consciousness, the girl alerted her uncle, Joseph.